are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And joining us this morning from the South Dakota Discovery Center, we've got Rhea and Allison. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. A nice little surprise or just a surprise of a dusting of snow?
A surprise of dusting of snow. Let's hope it stays that way.
Yes, we'll keep our fingers crossed. We're all ready for spring, I think.
We sure are.
And beyond spring, of course, you know, we all love summertime. And you've got summer camps coming up, and you're getting ready in a few different ways.
We are getting ready in a few different ways. So first of all of our summer camps are scheduled and ready to be registered. So if you're planning your summer early, you want to make sure that you know when you're on vacation and your kids are ready to get out and think about the fun things that we can do in the summer. And now is the time to sign up for our summer camps. We have a really good lineup. Allison, what's your favorite one that's coming up?
I think my favorite is the horticulturist camp, because that's what I wanted to be when I was younger. But then I realized it was a lot of math, probably, so I stepped.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of math in this camp, though.
No.
Very cool. My favorite one that's coming up is the special effects artist.
Ooh.
That's just my little pet peeve. I love to do something like that. I love to see, first of all, I love watching movies, and I worked in a movie theater for a long time in my life. And so seeing the cool things that you can do with special effects is just absolutely amazing.
Right.
So that's my favorite one.
That
but obviously,
like a blast.
We have something for everyone coming up.
Yes.
And so all the entire selection is not only on Facebook, but specifically on our website, sd-discovery.org, is where you can go and sign up. And we're really excited for it. And so we're gearing up for that in another way, too, because we're looking for people. If someone, you know, is looking at the lineup of our summer camps like Allison and I are and saying they're all so amazing, it's not just where you can sign your kid up for one. If you have a high schooler or if you know of a college kid that would like to have a summer job, we're looking for summer interns.
Oh, very nice.
And we have 4 slots, 2 for high schoolers and 2 for college students. That can sign up. And Allison was actually one of our interns last year.
I was, yes. The internship was really fun. I got to figure out, you know, I had got a degree in pre-education, and I was like, cool, it's an experience to get out there and get teaching. And then I learned, you know, it was fun, but I like other stuff. The experience was probably the best I could have asked for, because I understood how to align my career to my job and how those goals work together. So
yeah, really good opportunity to kind of explore that,
yeah,
and see what things you like and what things maybe you didn't want to do.
Mm-hmm. And so, obviously, I'm still with the Discovery Center, so I liked them enough to stay. They're a real good group of people. So I stayed for them.
Very nice. So if anybody's interested or they've got someone in mind that might be interested, how do they get that ball rolling?
So we would like to have an application. They can also just give us a call and say, hey, what can we do with this? You can send an application to Amanda Thronson, or they can send an application to me. But everything is listed on Facebook, on a lot of other places, and again, sd-discovery.org. If you look at our website, right at the front, it says become a summer intern. So if you click that and you just follow the instructions, and you also see a little bit more about the description of what it looks like, what the pay rate is, all of those things are listed right on our website.
All right. So be on the lookout for that. Mm-hmm. Plus, you've got a job opening you're looking to fill as well.
I know. So if someone already knows that they're into museum education, we're looking for another museum educator. So if any of you have met Christine Heinen, she has been our museum educator for a long time and actually our first one that we hired. We're looking for a second one to join the team. And that's going to be someone that is doing pretty much what our summer interns are doing for the summer as a career, where you develop programs for us. You go out and do those programs. So if you like to do star shows, for example, you will be doing that quite a bit. It's a little bit of it's some work in-house and around Pier and Fort Pier area, but then it's also a little bit of traveling where we go to other places and do programs there. So if you think that's your career, that's another opening that we have, a full-time position. And we're really excited to see applicants come in.
Yeah, that sounds like a very fun opportunity.
It is. Same procedure. It's all listed on our website and on multiple other places. Cover letter, resume, references, and we would love to chat. And if someone has questions, just give us a holler. We're happy to explain a little more.
Very nice. So, yeah, don't let that opportunity pass by. And we're getting to that time of year again. We're starting to see a little more wildlife.
A little more, yes. Right? You can feel spring a little bit in the air on some of those mornings, not with necessarily the light dusting. But in general, spring is coming. And with spring, migratory birds.
That's right.
One of the things that are happening right now that is always happening in February every year is Robin Watch, where I'm sure you have seen our happy little birds or heard our happy little birds outside.
Oh, yes.
They're usually the first ones that are coming. They're coming in flocks in the winter. They have a little bit different behavior in the summer and in the winter. In the winter, they really flock together. And so they're coming through here. And this is part of citizen science to see what the migration routes look like. And so Journey North is a partner that we are working with during this time where we're doing observations for them. And you can do that too. So journeynorth.org is a place where you can just tell scientists what you are observing in your backyard. Do you see robins? What do you see? How many do you see? When do you see them? And this is really valuable research that people can help all over the place to see what does the migration look like? Is it the same? Does it change? Is the climate affecting what the birds are doing? Those are really important questions to ask and to answer.
Very nice.
And everyone can be a part of it.
That's great.
Have you done an observation yet, Allison?
I have not done my own observations. I think the snow kind of got them a little scared, got them back into there. But yeah, follow along on Facebook. All of the posts that we have have cute little robin pictures. My favorite part was picking out the pictures.
And
robin facts, so you can learn with us, learn with me as we experience the robins this February. So
very fun. I they're one of my favorite birds because my grandma was a big bird watcher, bird lover. She would feed them all the time. So we would always keep an eye out for the first robin of spring. So that's just something I've always done. So I haven't spied one yet either.
Right?
It will take eyes are open.
Last winter storm, I'm pretty sure I've delayed them a little bit, but they will be there. So watch out for them. And then share your excitement that spring is coming with the robins and Journey North.
What a great and fun opportunity. And of course, you've always got other programs going on.
We always do. The Saturday, right, first Saturday of the month, our EDBD Einsteins are happening.
Yes.
Always a fun one. And of course, there's always something that is seasonal and is connected with that. Our second Saturday of the month is Starry Saturdays,
right,
our new planetarium gets to shine. And then the third Friday of the month, our Discovery on Tap for adults.
Right. So
lots of things are always happening, and we're excited to see you all.
Most definitely. And folks can always keep up with you online, either on the website or through Facebook, right?
Yep. Facebook, Instagram, we're on social media, we're on Twitter. But sd-discovery.org is your place. And if you want to give us a call, 605-224-8295. And we'll be happy to chat or come on by.
Yes,
we're there.
That's right. Lots of fun things to see. Well, thank you both for stopping in today and look forward to more visits with all the fun stuff as we get into that time of year where it gets a little busier again.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. There's Rhea and Allison joining us this morning from the Discovery Center. Stop on by, as they said, and check out all the great of all the wonderful programs going on with the Discovery Center. Your Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate.